Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I'm yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again from the middle of the mitten, the state of Michigan, which is a mitten.
Yes, it is.
From the mothership in a beautiful green nutrient field. It's a little white up here in the middle of the mitten. It was warm. It was sunny.
And then we had snow.
And then we had snow.
Oh,
and it's going to melt again.
But yes, it is.
For those just tuning in for the first time, and we have a huge audience. Now.
Yes.
A huge.
Unbelievable.
I'm attorney Todd L. Levitt, and you are?
Greg Russell from the Morning Hustle, 98.5 UPS.
How many days a week?
8 days a week, sometimes nine.
And we take this radio show, which is broadcast on 98.5 UPS Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. And
Rock 105 and 95.5, We Just Rock, Shriver City, Sheboygan. These are all radio stations in Michigan, in the United States. We have to say that now.
Exactly.
Because
we are podcasting now. We talk each and every week. We ask the listeners to download the podcast app and subscribe to it.
Yes.
We joined a different platform.
Okay.
All right. We're on a different podcast platform. Now, you can still find us on SoundCloud
and
iTunes.
iTunes.
You can find
Spotify.
Us. Let me tell you where you can find us.
Okay.
This is unbelievable. Spotify, Chrome, iTunes, Overcast, Podcast, Googlebot Video, Apple Core Media Products.
YouTube.
We are all over the podcast platform. And YouTube, we now have a YouTube version of the show. So if you want to just go to YouTube, type in Todd Levitt Law Show. Now there's another, I have two channels. I have one for biking.
Sure.
That's just me.
Right.
Look for the blue logo.
And the title.
That says Law Show. And subscribe to the show. This show will be on YouTube.
Now, the best thing about YouTube is you don't have to like download anything. You can just go hit play and it'll play the show. So you can play it at your own leisure. Now, of course, if you download it, then you can take it with you on your phone or whatever on your app and you can listen to it. Say you're, you know, on the treadmill or I don't know, maybe you're in Singapore or someplace like that. Because we found out.
We have listeners from Sweden.
All over the world.
Who knew?
The United Kingdom, China, India,
the Middle East, India, and all over this country. We had no idea because each and every week we say, hey, be sure to subscribe to the show, catch us on iTunes, SoundCloud. We're now on Libsyn.
Yes.
That's the new platform.
Which now tells us where people download the show
from. We love Libsyn. They've been around since 2004. They're connected to iTunes. They're the largest podcast platform. Thank you, Libsyn. And by the way, we do have a huge show, speaking of law.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, a huge show.
No matter if you are in Stockholm, Sweden, or you're in Beijing, or wherever you're downloading and listening to the show at.
We have a story we're going to be talking about.
Many stories.
There's a food chain that will no longer serve pot smokers.
Really?
We're not going to name the food chain. Because we don't do that on this show.
No. This show's
but
not
this
about
is
that.
A true story.
Okay.
When I came across this, and when we talk about it in the next segment, I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
How is that possible?
How's that possible?
How is that possible? Do you know any Swedish? Do you know any Chinese? I don't know if we know any. Do you know any foreign languages? Can you speak any other languages? Because we found out that people not only in the United States, but all over the world.
Well, I grew up in Metro Detroit, and I grew up in a multicultural neighborhood.
Okay.
So I do know some other languages, nothing that I can say in the FCC will allow me to say
okay.
on the show.
That's right. But on Italian, do you know Italian? Do you know any Italian?
Mangiapane.
Okay, what does that mean?
Let's eat some bread.
Oh, that sounds good.
There you go.
There you are.
Ciao.
So now we know. So we need to have people, you need to let us know where you're listening to the show at. Email us.
New email.
New email.
Todd Levitt. lawshow@gmail.com.
Perfect.
So if you're listening on one of the dozens of platforms, let us know
where you're at.
Todd Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T, lawshow@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel that has a Law Show blue icon on it.
Yep.
And each time we do this show and we upload it, you'll be able to listen on YouTube
and
of course, everywhere else you
and
want
any,
to.
And iTunes and Spotify and all these other platforms that you can download and you can take the show with you. But let us know where you are. And if you have any law questions as well, that's the new email address we're using, toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think marijuana is legal in India of all places?
Marijuana
What's your guess?
Legal in
yeah.
India? I would say
Otherwise,
yes. I would say yes.
You would say yes. Why would you say yes?
Because I feel like other countries in the world are more progressive when it comes to things like marijuana, things of that nature, things that we are kind of puritanistic about in the United States. I would think in other countries, they're a little more liberal about that kind of stuff.
Well, India, as you would guess, has a long history with cannabis.
Okay.
For rituals and...
Because it's been around for hundreds of thousands of years.
The production, the sale, the possession of any form of medicinal marijuana products in India... Illegal.
Really?
Illegal in India.
Wow.
Is that unbelievable? Marijuana illegal in India. Go figure.
I would have never guessed.
Go figure.
I would have thought they were more progressive.
Yep.
Now, there are places that, you know, Sweden, I think it is legal in Sweden, is it not?
We're going to talk about
Denmark,
whether or not, we're
like
going to talk about Sweden because we have listeners from
Sweden.
Which
is crazy.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show. And for those just tuning in, I'm a criminal defense attorney. I have been for 24 years. One of my specialties is, you know, drinking and driving, but I defend the cannabis laws.
Exactly.
I defend the constitutional rights of those that are charged with certain crimes relating to the cannabis plant.
And this country is at a crossroads right now in there.
We are.
At cannabis. Some states, it's very legal all around. Some states, it's legal medicinally. Other places, you can't possess a penny ounce of any of it or you'll be thrown in the hooch cow. Whereas other countries, there are not as many problems with it. So in this country, it's a clash right now.
We've talked about hemp over the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually use hemp rope.
Okay.
Great product. Any rope made of hemp is so strong. So I'd like to see more hemp products on the market.
And but, it's now not illegal.
Yeah.
Correct?
Well
they're trying.
No,
to-
hemp is illegal still. It's still a Schedule I drug.
Okay.
And a Schedule I drug is a substance or chemicals defined as drugs, ready for this,
okay.
with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. So again, under the United States, the Controlled Substance Act, okay, the CSA, we always talk about Schedule I drugs. It's defined as no current accepted medical use and has a high potential for abuse, such as, you ready for this? Heroin. Heroin is a Schedule I drug.
Uh-huh.
What else, Craig Russell?
Marijuana.
Cannabis. How is cannabis and heroin both considered to be equal because the federal government says so?
Even though in 26 states.
And that includes, as we said last week, CBDs.
And even though.
And other cannabinoids.
26 states in this union say that it is got medicinal purposes and they are allowing it to be used medicinally.
Yeah.
Half the country can obtain marijuana legally for medicinal.
How is LSD, that's also a Schedule I drug. Now, I agree with heroin and LSD to be examples of
yes.
drugs
yes.
with no currently accepted medical use, But LSD in the 60s, what was that guy's name? That was
Timothy Leary.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was real big into using that.
And lots of
before they knew the really bad parts about LSD, lots of celebrities took it in controlled situations to try. Rock Hudson, people like that, famous movie stars would take LSD to try and Cary Grant. There's famous stories about him taking it before he got divorced from his wife. There's lots of, they didn't know the time.
Right.
And the now yeah. they know.
And the drugs that are killing everyone fall under Schedule 2. Yeah. So how do you put all these drugs that are killing everyone every day under Schedule 2 and leave cannabis, which includes the psychoactive THC, together with the less, you know, cannabinoid of CBD? How is that possible? And coming, when we come back from break, we have to go to break soon.
Yes, we do.
We're going to talk about Schedule 2 drugs under the Controlled Substance Act. You have a story about what?
About fake weed. Have you heard of this?
Yeah,
fake weed?
Yeah.
You've heard of fake news.
Yeah.
Now there's fake weed.
Fake weed.
And it's bad. Not a good thing.
And we're going to talk about Sweden.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to open the segment with the story about the food chain that's no longer serving pot smokers. I don't want to mention the name of the food chain.
I understand.
Because I'm thinking it's an isolated incident, because it is. It's one location. We don't know if it's a franchise.
Okay.
And it's in Mississippi, by the way.
Oh, well.
We'll just leave it at that. The listeners can look it up.
Yes.
We have to go to break. We open the show, by the way, with Danny California.
Danny California, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Great band.
Love it.
Love them.
I also have a grocery store story to tell.
Okay.
Somewhere in the show.
All right.
Take us a break.
We'll be back.
Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. On the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show, broadcasting not only in the Mitten State,
Michigan,
which is connected to the Upper Peninsula, otherwise known as the Great State of Superior.
True.
Across the Mackinac Bridge. It's not Mackinac with a W, it's Mackinac Bridge.
Yes.
You agree?
It's Mackinac Bridge. It's pronounced Mackinac, but it's spelled Mackinac.
And the difference between last week's show and this week's show is basically we switched platforms on podcasting the show to Libsyn. Libsyn.
Yes.
And through that platform, we found out that we have listeners in China.
All over the world.
Sweden, crazy. England, Ireland. We have people.
You're part Irish.
I am 3%. We have people downloading our podcast. We say, hey, go to iTunes, get us on SoundCloud, Podbean.
All these places.
Libsyn is our main platform now. We want to give a big shout out to everybody all over the world and in the state of Michigan listening to the show. And I'm a defense attorney, and you are the Hustle, Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle.
That's right. I do
and if you want a radio
morning show here in Michigan.
And
here's the thing. If you are in another country, or even if you're in this country, or you're in the state of Michigan, or maybe you're just down the street, email the show and let us know where you're listening from. Todd Levitt at Law Show at Gmail.
Todd Levitt Law Show at gmail.com. So it's my name, lawshow@gmail. Todd Levitt Law Show at Gmail. Let us know what state you're in. If you have a question, we'll talk about it or a comment.
Yeah.
And also catch us on YouTube. This show is now on YouTube.
Yes. Now, what is this? You're talking about this restaurant. It's not a chain. It's one.
Well, no, it is. It's a big company.
But only one of them is not allowing pot smokers to
buy food?
Yeah,
a fast food chain restaurant in Mississippi
has
taken action against customers who are smoking marijuana in a drive-thru. So there's a posted sign. You ready for this?
All right.
It's actually smart and not smart, because you would think that, well, there's a posted sign at the drive-in location
that's
informing customers that they're illicit habit will not be tolerated. You know, I feel like that's the management taking a position against someone's constitutional rights to do what they want with their body.
Right.
I don't know. Just my opinion. So the sign says this.
Okay.
If you are smoking weed in the drive-thru, you will not be served. Please show some common courtesy and smoke an ear out before pulling up to order. And the notice is signed management. Again, if you are smoking weed in the drive-thru, first off, if you're listening in the United States and you're in a medical marijuana state where you're taking your medicine and it's allowed.
Right.
In the state of Michigan, you cannot, absolutely not, utilize your medicine in a motor vehicle in Michigan. If you are in Michigan and you're smoking that your medicine in a drive-thru,
that's illegal. To start with.
Yeah, because here's the thing. The medical marijuana laws in Michigan and in other states don't make it legal. It provides immunity from prosecution.
Right.
And the law and the courts in Michigan have ruled, the Court of Appeals, this went up to the Court of Appeals, that a motor vehicle is not private as your residence is,
right,
for purposes of utilizing your medicine. But now here's the argument. If you're in a drive-thru at a fast food restaurant and you're next in line and it's time to take a pill, Xanax or Adderall or something, you could take it. Is there anything against taking it out of your pill box while you're sitting there? And I mean, it's a prescribed medication, correct?
In theory, you could take that pill anywhere you want. You could walk down the street and take
exactly.
it. You could go to a courtroom and take it.
But in Mississippi, at this fast food restaurant, what does the sign say, Craig?
The sign says you cannot smoke weed while you're in the drive-thru. Now, my question to you, sir, is marijuana legal in Mississippi in any way, shape, or form?
Hustle, Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle,
yes,
in quotes, otherwise known as Hustle.
That's right.
Yes, Mississippi is a medical marijuana state.
Okay.
Very progressive. Mississippi, very, very southern, very conservative down south. Alabama, as we learned from Attorney Matt Green,
right,
very conservative, nothing's happening.
But Mississippi is different.
It's different. So, this restaurant, this fast food restaurant, has had it. It says the employees were complaining that the smell of marijuana when people came through the drive-thru. But here's my question. What about people who smoke cigarettes? I'm not knocking people who smoke cigarettes. I have people in my family that smoke cigarettes.
Right.
How is that any different than somebody pulling up to the drive-thru with a cigarette in their mouth saying, hey, here's the money, give me my change, and they're blowing smoke at the person in the drive-thru. I think it's very discriminatory, once again, against people exercising their independent sovereign rights and utilizing the laws that are in place.
I'll throw two things out at you. One thing.
Leave my people alone.
Thank you, Cameron. It's an inside joke. Nobody will get it.
I don't even get it.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
My people alone. My Cameron go. Anyway, you would, obviously, this whoever the management of this particular restaurant, which do we know where it is? We're in Mississippi. Isn't it a college town or something like that?
I don't know. You can look it up. But I'm just saying it's a very well-known national restaurant.
Okay.
But they have gotten so much attention that people are now coming to the restaurant to take pictures of that sign.
I'm sure they are.
But here's the thing.
Probably smoking weed in front of it.
What are you going to do? You're going to make it. Here's the thing. There's 10 cars in line at this restaurant. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a restaurant in Mississippi of one of the national fast food chains. And the management here put up a sign that says, if you're smoking weed in a drive-thru, you will not be served. Please show some common courtesy. Don't smoke weed, but keep smoking your cigars, which I love, by the way, and your cigarettes, your non-menthol cigarettes. You can blow that in the drive-thru person's face. But the cannabis, which if it was blown in your face legally, you might get some medicinal benefits from it.
Okay, now
I'm just saying.
To be fair, this person owns a business, and they have
we don't know
right,
that
every right. Well, whoever the management of this business is, they have every right in the world to just to not offer service to people they don't want to. That is their right. If you are a business owner, you can choose who to serve or who not to serve.
Okay, guess
if
what?
If you want to make money, you're going to try and serve as many people
as you
possibly
can. Why in the heck would you tell people who smoke that have munchies?
Who are coming through the drive-thru.
Are you kidding me?
They want to buy your food.
Unbelievable.
They are in line to pay you for your services.
Unbelievable.
You're a bad business person for doing this. Albeit, we're now giving it lots of attention, so maybe they will get more business from people who want to support businesses who are taking a stand against that. But now, technically, marijuana, as we've talked about, Schedule I drug, technically, federally is illegal, so this person is really this business is really not doing anything wrong. They are
Wait a minute.
It's illegal.
Hold on a second.
It's legal.
No, it's a private company. So right. Can they refuse as long as it's not? I feel discriminatory. No, you want to know something? There's an attorney in Mississippi who needs to take this matter up. You should not. It's identifying a class of people amongst other class of individuals and singling that person out because they're using medicine just because you don't like the smell of medicine. Are you kidding me, Craig Russell? Let me tell you something right now. I could name a half a dozen medications that people take that causes something in their pores or their breath or something on their person that will then exude through their pores a smell. This person is discriminating against individuals who have a legal right to use their medicine, their cannabis, as prescribed by a doctor, okay? It's a discriminatory case, and somebody ought to sue the crap out of that business.
And I knew who that person should be.
No, we ought to send Matt Green from Alabama there.
Cross state lines, go to Mississippi.
We need to have him on the show.
Yeah, I agree.
We should call him next week and ask him about this.
Yes, we
should.
Hey,
by the way, Schedule 2 drug under the Controlled Substance Act.
Okay.
Complete ADD moment there.
Yeah, it is.
Cocaine. So you're telling me cocaine is Schedule 2 and you're leaving CBDs and the cannabinoid THC as a Schedule 1?
Now we have to.
That's how backwards the Controlled Substance Act is.
Because for starters, isn't it Schedule 1 is supposed to be the worst and then goes down in degree of
Schedule
severity?
1 is defined absolutely no accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Schedule 1. Schedule 2.
What medical person is going to say, "Oh, I'm going to subscribe you some cocaine"?
Want the definition of Schedule 2 under the Controlled Substance Act? It's defined as drugs with a high potential for abuse, with use potentially leading to severe psychological or physical dependence. Okay.
But that's worse than marijuana.
Yeah.
Or that's not as bad as marijuana. Marijuana is number one on Schedule 1.
Cannabis Schedule 1.
And
that's unbelievable. I do feel that the way the country's going, it's only a matter of time before the younger generations move up and they're now in the House, the Congress, and all the state seats as it's happening.
And they're getting some stuff done.
But Schedule 3.
Yeah.
Codeine. Anabolic steroids. Testosterone. That's Schedule 3 drug. There you go, folks.
I mean, that's
speaking of illicit drugs, what do you got there, Craig Russell?
Fake weed. We'll talk about this in the next segment. We have to take a break, but fake weed is running rampant in Illinois. This is not good.
Well, it's a synthetic that's been sold for a number of years now.
Right.
And in some cases, a lot of cases, and I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
But you have a story where what happened, and we'll talk about that in the next segment.
Yes, we will. We'll talk about it. It had some bad effects on people, and we'll talk about it in the next segment.
And welcome to all our listeners listening to the podcast from all over the planet, across the United States, and welcome, folks, to the United States of Weed.
There
we'll be
it is.
Right back.
Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on the merry way saying, "Baby, what you gonna?" Looking down the barrel.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong with one of my top five groups.
Of all time?
They are now.
Okay.
Depends on who I'm listening to that week. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Danny California.
Which have a Michigan tie. Did you know that?
Yes, the drummer.
Well, the lead singer, Anthony Kiedis, is from Grand Rapids.
Yeah, did you know the drummer played in the 80s with one of those groups that I used to go. I think I may have seen them at Harpo's.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Look it up.
But I know Anthony Kiedis grew up in the Grand Rapids area.
Yeah. The drummer's from Michigan also.
Right on.
I could be wrong.
So they're talking about California.
I could be wrong, but I could be right. Hey, what would a show be on the Todd L. Levitt Law Show broadcasting again across the universe?
Uh-huh. One of these days we're going to find somebody downloaded it on the moon or something like that.
Without a grocery store story.
Oh, yes. Todd is a complainer when it comes to the grocery store.
A lot of great grocery store stories.
Okay, here's another one of them.
Well, here's a story. This happened last week. I was cleaning out my office.
Okay.
And I had attended a seminar.
All right.
And I had one of those name badges. I had
sure.
two of them.
Sure.
So I happened to, I was taking it to throw it out, but apparently it got stuck to my leg and it ended up going to the grocery store with me. So I took it off my leg and put it on my coat.
Okay.
And I was literally walking around a grocery store and people were saying, "Hi, Todd."
And you were like,
"It was, Craig, I'm not making this up. It was the greatest thing in the world." When I approached the cashier, I said her name, "Hello, so-and-so," which is really bizarre. When I used to wait tables and people would come in and say, "Hey, Todd, how you doing?" Like as if they knew me.
Right.
Really weird.
Okay.
But I had a name tag on also. So as soon as I said, "Hello, so-and-so," she looked at me for a second. Then she saw my name tag and she laughed and said, "Why are you wearing a name tag?"
And then you realize why everyone was saying hi, Todd.
Well, I knew I put it there for, no, I just wanted to see what the reaction would be.
Oh, okay.
So I think everybody should go, I think we should have a name tag day. We have all these days where we have to buy flowers and cards
and
be with
this.
Family. I mean, national this. How about a name tag day where everybody wears a name tag?
We have to work on that.
What a friendlier place it would be. But then you would have people putting on name tags and not their real names, so they could be whoever they want to be.
That's right.
Hey, and if you're just tuning in for the first time, I'm criminal defense attorney Todd L. Levitt from the state of Michigan, because we found out, folks, if you're just tuning in and you missed the first two segments, that this show is being heard and downloaded in China, the Middle East,
Sweden, the United Kingdom,
Ireland,
all over the place.
All over the country. We had no
Mexico,
idea.
Canada, everywhere.
We are now on Spotify. We have a YouTube channel, folks. If
That's
you
right.
want to catch the show and you don't have the app to download the show.
Most everybody's phone has got the YouTube app. You can do it there, or you can have it on a computer.
Just type
like
in
that.
Todd Levitt Law Show. Send us an email. Let us know where you're listening from. ToddLevittLawShow@gmail.com.
You know, it's really weird being in the radio business. It's different than being like on TV, because on TV, people see what you look like. So you can't go anywhere without somebody recognizing you. But on the radio, nobody really recognizes you until they hear your voice after a while.
Yeah,
So when you're saying, you know, people are walking up to you and saying, "Hi, Todd," stuff, people will do that every once in a while with me and say, "Hey, Craig, how's it going?" I'll be like, "Hey," and I'll be like, "I have no
idea." No, they're saying hi because I had a name tag.
I know, but they will say hi to me and I won't even know who they were,
right.
but they knew who I am. And it's
well, they
weird.
See you at public appearances
exactly,
and whatnot.
Exactly, but it's still strange.
And here's the thing about our YouTube channel.
Okay.
Right now we have a number of videos of this show. It's audio of the show.
Right.
Prior shows.
Yes.
But we are going to have video of the show.
So if you're in Pakistan,
be sure to subscribe to the show.
Or you're in Uganda or wherever you are in the world, you could subscribe to the YouTube channel and you could see what our ugly mugs are.
Well,
okay. You're my ugly mug and your handsome mug.
Okay, I'll take that. We've been talking about everything cannabis on
yes,
the show. And
yes.
as I said at the end of the segment, welcome to the United States
of weed.
Yeah.
That's right.
And to start that segment, what do you got?
I've got a story from Illinois. 37 people and one person died, 37 other people, with cases of severe bleeding due to taking what they're calling fake weed. It's this synthetic weed. It goes by names like K2, stuff like that. People are throwing up blood. They have blood in their urine. Their gums are bleeding uncontrollably. Bloody noses. People have died. They have not seen reactions to this synthetic weed like this before. Two people tested positive for rat poison with the synthetic weed. I mean, this is stuff you got to watch out for. You got to be careful about this kind of stuff. If you're someone in a state where it is legal for you to consume cannabis, no matter where that is, whether it's legal recreationally or legal medicinally, you got to be careful where you're getting your substance from, because, man, this is scary.
Yeah, you know what else is really upsets me? Fentanyl. People are dying all over the place from fentanyl.
Yes.
Schedule 2. Cannabis, hemp.
Schedule 1.
Yeah. So we could complain and complain and complain and nothing's going to change right now. But everybody out there in our entire listening world, pay attention to who's running for office.
Yes.
Go to the public town meetings and put that man or woman on the spot as to when, if in fact they are elected, what's their position?
That's right.
You have the power. Now, but you know what upsets me about politics amongst...
And this is American politics.
Everything.
Yes.
Because what happens is we are not Republicans or Democrats. We're Americans.
That's right.
Well, yeah, we're not a party affiliated here, although we're big Second Amendment guys.
Mm-hmm. And big Amendment guys in general.
Yeah, I love the Second Amendment. We love law enforcement and our veterans. Big supporters of that, albeit I'm a defense attorney,
right,
and will fight the good fight for my people. I go up against law enforcement, but at the end of the day, we respect each other.
Sure.
We're friends, but we're doing our job. They understand that.
Respect, yes.
Exactly. But what upsets me is you get these elected officials who get to Congress, whether it's a state or federal level, and they just toe the party line because the men and women who are the majority and minority leaders, you know, they have a say in who's appointed to the head of these committees and who gets to be on that committee. And the more seniority you have, the better committee positions you get. So it's in the individual's best interest to just toe the party line so they get those prestigious committee positions where they do absolutely nothing so they can get reelected. But my point is, I think there should be term limits at the state and federal level. We do have term limits for governors. And in the state of Michigan, where we're located, the Mitten, the Great Lakes State, pure Michigan baby, we do have term limits in the House and Senate.
Right. And there are term limits in other things like the president and things like that.
Right. But not
all of them.
We need it across the board.
Certainly not like Supreme Court justices. And certainly,
yeah, there's no way a Supreme
Court appointments are life.
There's no way they should be there for life.
No,
there's no way. I think judges in the state of Michigan and across the country should be termed out.
And here's the other part.
I'm just saying.
Now, see, in other parts of the world, because we...
And I think prosecutors should be defense attorneys for 5 years. I know I interrupted you. Other parts of the world, hold on to that thought.
Okay.
Prosecutors should have to be defense attorneys for 5 years before they become prosecutors so they understand what it is that people go through, their family members and their loved ones, because you get prosecutors who I love. I'm not going to badmouth any specific prosecutor, but you get these career prosecutors who have no idea. They become cold-hearted, like the song. What's that song? Who sings that?
Cold-hearted snake.
I'm a cold-hearted snake.
Look into my eyes.
Uh-oh.
He's telling lies. It's Abdul.
Listen. Oh, yeah. Paul Abdul.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not knocking any specific prosecutor, but there are those out there that have just never been defense attorneys and need to understand that, look, this conviction on this person's record, they're going to lose their job. They're going to lose their ability to support their family. They're going to lose their driver's license. They're not going to be able to get into Canada. They're not going to be able to possess firearms. So there's a lot of factors. But in fairness to the prosecutors that I work with, most of the time it works out. It's because of who I am, but for the most part, it works out. But there are cases where it doesn't.
What's today's date, Todd?
April 8th.
I have to write this down on the calendar. You interrupted me, but actually apologized for it. That's
Did
the first
I?
Time you've ever done that.
Oh,
usually you just interrupt me and don't even worry about it.
Obviously. Okay, I've lost all control of the segment.
Yes, you have completely lost.
So what were you going to say?
I was going to say in other countries, you know, first place, I would like to know in other countries, people can email us, toddlevittlawshow@gmail.com. Email us and tell us what is the medicinal marijuana or marijuana in general or cannabis?
Where do you live? Is it medical? Is it medical allowed? Is it not allowed?
Recreational or is it completely unavailable? You can't use it. But that's what I was going to say. In other places, you know, sometimes there are people who run for office and get elected for life all the time because, you know, you might be
Sweden.
Not Sweden. I was thinking of other places.
But no, Sweden.
A little farther west.
Legal or illegal? I hear you. I interrupted you, but
yeah.
Sweden.
Okay, Sweden.
Legal or illegal?
I would say it's legal.
Marijuana laws in Sweden are some of the harshest in Europe.
Really?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And weed, cannabis, I don't call it weed. I call it a beautiful plant.
Okay.
It's very uncommon in Sweden.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? You have to go. You have to hop a train and go to Denmark.
Okay, that would.
Yeah,
make
there
sense.
You go. Copenhagen,
Netherlands, places like that.
Exactly.
It's certainly much more progressive there, but
harsh.
Now I would.
And you can be punished for possession, sale, cultivation, and transportation. 6 months, up to 3 years in prison. And during the first segment, we mentioned that in India. It's illegal. Cannabis is illegal in India.
Now, maybe that means something. Maybe this show is getting downloaded in places where it's illegal because people want information about about the medicinal benefits of marijuana and can't get it where they are because it is illegal there.
Well, we don't want anybody anywhere in the entire world to do anything illegal.
No, no, no. Not suggesting that at all.
No.
But if you want to find out information, you might not be able to get it any other way than possibly under the guise of the Todd L. Lovett Law Show.
There you go.
Woohoo.
Craig.
Yes.
I think we have to go to break.
I agree.
We have some more law to get to,
okay.
And we're going to finish this show strong. And I want to mention, before we go to break,
okay.
Can I mention something?
Sure, go ahead.
We don't just talk cannabis week to week. We have some outstanding attorneys. Steve Lato, one of the largest, if not the best consumer lawyer in the country, is due to come back on the show.
So is Matt Abel.
Matt Abel, who's the executive director of Normal for the state of Michigan, he's coming back on.
Matt Green,
Alabama, criminal defense attorney extraordinaire.
We got to get him back on first and ask him about the Mississippi thing.
Let's try to get him on next week.
I agree with that.
John Marco, Rob Pizzielli. Attorney Danny Bain, all these lawyers, I talk to them all the time. What would a show be without mentioning Big Hair?
That's right.
Yeah.
If you've not listened to the show before, Big Hair is one of the people that is one of Todd's puppet masters. And so
Todd's the puppet master. He might be joining us for the last segment.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Let's take us a break.
Papa was a copper and the mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. On them everywhere saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Lovett Law Show. Coming back once again with my top five favorite rock bands of all time.
This week.
Yeah, it changes every week. Who is it?
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Danny California. Great song.
Love the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Great song.
Flea is just awesome.
He is. And Anthony Kiedis from Michigan, the drummer from Michigan.
I'm pretty sure Big Hair,
a.k.a.
Vince Neil, we'll have to ask him about the drummer from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Maybe, do you think he'd know? Is he an expert on bands from Michigan?
He is an expert on bands of all different genres, and
okay.
He's not my puppet.
Yes, he is.
For those tuning in for the first time, because we are worldwide now.
All over the place.
No, literally.
I know.
And make sure you catch us on YouTube, Todd Lovett Law Show. Subscribe to the show.
That's right.
YouTube. Todd Lovett Law Show.
And also, you can find us on Spotify and on iTunes, all over the place.
Wherever Libsyn.
Libsyn
platforms.
Your favorite podcast you can find us on.
But so. Big Hair is one of my closest friends.
Yes, he is. And he's a good guy.
And he's got great hair. He's part of my inner circle, and we're both mountain bike shredders. We're both fat bikers, and we both race gravel and single tracks all over the state and Midwest.
And also cannabis enthusiasts.
Legally.
Yes.
Yes.
Legal.
Hey, is he on the line?
I think he is. Hey, Big Hair, are you there?
Big Hair is in the house.
Big Hair's in the house. Hey, do you know who the drummer for Red Hot Chili Peppers is, Big Hair?
I know he's from Michigan.
Okay,
we okay, got that right.
We know that much, and so is Anthony Kiedis, the lead singer, so we know that. It's time now for a new feature on the Todd L. Lovett Law Show called Big Hair's Travel Tips.
Yeah.
So here's the deal, Big Hair. We have now discovered that people all over the world are downloading the podcast of the Todd L. Lovett Law Show. China, Uruguay,
Sweden,
where else?
South Korea.
Pakistan, the United Kingdom, Ireland, of course, the United States, Canada, Mexico, but all over the world people are finding out about the Todd L. Lovett Law Show. And we were talking about countries earlier where cannabis is legal or not legal. We found out that in Sweden, not legal at all.
India,
not legal at all. So on this episode of Big Hair's Travel Tips, where would be a place we could go in the world if you wanted to find cannabis legally?
Well, the best in the business would be the Netherlands, and that would be Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
It's top shelf Dutch coffee shops are open all over Amsterdam, and they are the best in the business.
So you have to go to a coffee shop to buy cannabis, really?
Yeah,
they're called coffee shops.
Oh, okay. I'm
sure you could have coffee.
I'm taking it literally. I thought that you actually walk in, buy a cup of Joe, and they've got some weed on the counter or something. But
I'm sure.
Okay.
By the way, Big Hair, years ago I had a client show up in court with a T-shirt that said "A friend with weed is a friend indeed." And I told him he had to go to a store and get something else.
Yeah, not in court. That wouldn't probably be good.
That's not a good thing for court.
Would you show up to work wearing a shirt like that, Big Hair?
Absolutely. Freedom of speech, First Amendment. You could actually wear that to court. I mean, it's your freedom of speech.
Would you want to, though?
As a defense attorney, I would not recommend it. Yeah. Or I once had someone show up with a Budweiser T-shirt. I said, no, forget about it.
That's probably not good either.
No, I couldn't do that. I'm in a professional setting, so I could not... I deal with clients that come in and out of the state, as well as workers and stuff like that. So, I'm professional. Sometimes I wear a tie, but I'm pretty much dressed up.
What if, Big Hair, let's say you took that Prius of yours. Big Hair drives a Toyota Prius. It gets 185 miles
to the gallon. No, 186.2.
Okay. So, Big Hair, you drive this Prius. Let's say you found a way to get this Prius on a boat, and you went over to the Autobahn in Germany. Would you drive on the Autobahn with a friend indeed is a friend with weed shirt on the Autobahn?
Well, I don't know if I would or not. I'm not one to broadcast what I would do on the side, legally or illegally when it comes to cannabis. I know that's it's a professional choice. I'm not one to broadcast that.
You have the right to remain silent. Use it.
Yeah.
Plus, on this show, we don't advocate anybody do anything illegal.
Oh, no, no.
I mean,
no,
we're
no.
not saying you have a right to remain silent if you're doing something illegally. Go out and do something illegal, but make sure you remain silent. We're not advocating that at all.
See, in the United States.
I am a defense attorney, though.
Yes, you are. 989-772-6000. Todd Levitt. That's the jingle, and that's the phone number in the United States. I wonder if you're calling internationally, how you get a hold of you. You can't practice law in Uganda or any place like that.
Only the state of Michigan.
That's right. Okay. Hey, so Big Hair, back to Big Hair's travel tips. Where's another place you can go to find cannabis legally in the world?
Another place would be Spain.
Ooh,
Spain. I like it. Let's go to Spain.
Yeah, exactly. Barcelona. Spain is probably, they're moving forward when it comes to cannabis use, recreational and medical. But Barcelona has it everywhere in the region. There's 400 active cannabis clubs.
Wow. Oh, it's a club, so you have to, join a club or something.
Correct. You have to join a club and pay a nominal fee to join the club. But Spain is moving forward, probably one of the fastest places in the world that are moving towards the recreational and medical use of cannabis.
Now, in the United States, we've talked about this before, and we think that some states where it's going to become recreational or become legal, one of the big benefits is tax collection, all the money they're going to be able to make. Because as we know, money makes the world go round. There's places in Europe, Greece comes to mind, they could use some of that money. Is that a big reason why places are across the country, across the world, becoming more open to the idea of recreational and legal cannabis?
I would have to agree with that. I mean, Michigan's going to move forward. As we know, it's on the ballot this year, for recreational and medical. All the funds coming into the state, I mean, obviously we need it for our roads. Our roads are here in Michigan are horrible. And we do need in this state funds to fund our roads.
That's a product of the weather.
Hey, by the way, guess what, Big Hair? If you're in Mississippi, there's a there's a fast food restaurant in Mississippi, and the management posted a sign, if you are smoking weed in the drive-thru, you will not be served. Can you believe that? The management said that employees were complaining that they were tired of smelling marijuana when taking orders at the drive-thru. But, my beef is, Well, what about cigarette smokers? And I'm not knocking cigarette smokers. I have a number of them in my family very close to me. But, I mean, what, you're not bothered by cigarette smokers? I think it's very discriminatory. Mississippi is a medical marijuana state. And I feel that it's a private employer, though. And a private employer, private business, it's not a state employee. So there's no – earlier in the show I said it's – I felt that it was violation of some type of rights.
Right.
It is, in my opinion, because I'm an advocate. But on the other hand, it's not a government – business. It's a private business.
You can pick and choose who you decide you want to sell some.
Right. At your peril.
I wonder if any of the other fast food restaurants around this one maybe have signs that says, weed smokers, you're okay here. I wonder if they're taking advantage of
that. I wonder if they have somebody wearing a cannabis plant and is walking around, you know, which would be legal because it's just a outfit.
Sure, a shirt.
I haven't been to Hash Bash in a while. There's got to be someone down there wearing big hair, one of those cannabis.
And Hash Bash was yesterday. Did you miss Hash Bash yesterday and at the University of Michigan? You must have missed it.
No, we knew it was taking place, but right. I wasn't there.
I know, exactly.
I'd like to see a cannabis mascot running around Hash Bash. By the way, Hash Bash is an annual event held in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's been going on for years. Every April 1st, first Saturday of April.
First Saturday
on high noon
yesterday.
At the University of Michigan Diag. Go Blue, baby.
Yeah, that's right. They played well in the championship game but didn't win. It's kind of sad. I know Todd's a Go Blue guy. But what about you, Big Hair? Who would you root for?
Oh, well, I'm a Spartan, but I tell you what, I was rooting for the Blue, and I'm a hometown person, so the only time I don't root for the Blue is when they're playing the Green.
Speaking of the Green, Todd Levin, everybody.
Yeah, this has been a very cannabis advocacy oriented podcast radio show.
Type show. So we're wrapping up Big Hair's travel tips. We'll have to have you back on for more cannabis flavored travel tips
around the world.
Yeah, find out maybe there's a Hash Bash cruise or something.
We should take our huge budget we have here at the show and send Big Hair, aka Vince Neil, aka around the world to report from various locations.
Hopefully that Prius
not
can make
Sweden
it.
Or Ho- India.
Hopefully that Prius can make it, man, because the budget's, you're gonna need to save on gas, I can tell you that.
Well, it will float.
Oh, Big Hair.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show, bro. We'll see you soon with another Big Hair update.
All right, real good, sir.
Shred on. Shred the gnar. Love Big Hair.
Big Hair's the man.
Oh, you didn't talk to him about being my puppet.
Oh, no, I didn't. Oh, well, we'll have to get that in the next time.
Yeah, he's not my puppet. We are equal friends.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Show's over, man.
What a great show. That's right. Again, you know, this is our first show after learning that we have listeners downloading that podcast from all over the world.
All over the world.
We had no idea.
No clue. We knew people listened to it.
Yeah.
Just didn't know where it was coming from.
And if you're listening in Michigan right now, you're listening to on one of the great Black Diamond radio stations.
98.5 or Rock 105, 95.5.
Right. But this version is then podcasted. So if you miss any portion of the show, you can catch it now on YouTube.
That's right.
Yeah. So go to YouTube and type in Todd Levitt Law Show. Not my mountain bike channel.
No.
The one with the blue logo.
And also
subscribe to the show.
Yep, and find it on podcasting.
iTunes,
places,
Libsyn.
Spotify.
We're everywhere.
Everywhere. We're everywhere. We're everywhere.
Yeah. Craig, we have to go.
Have a great weekend, Todd.
Hey, Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle.
Hey,
that's
Todd
28
Levitt.
Days a week.
Sometimes 29.
29. We got to go. Have that's a great right. afternoon.
All right.
Thanks for listening. I'm not just a litigator. Take us out, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm an advocator.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malleywell Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder in Mount Pleasant, and Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.